This morning, our reading from the gospel and for the sermon comes to us out of the book of Luke and in chapter 23, verses 33 through 44. And this is a passage of scripture that we often read at Good Friday, actually, of Christ's crucifixion. So I invite you to hear these words and to think about how this might be meaningful on this Christ the King day. So hear these words starting at verse 33 of chapter 23. Of Luke's gospel. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There is also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about Thanksgiving, I think a lot about those traditions. I talked a little bit about that at children's time. But I think about the traditions, you know, my family had growing up of, you know, gathering on that day of, you know, usually the women folk in our household who are excellent cooks. I mean, they worked really, really hard to prepare a meal. And then it was hopefully the job of the men, if we were, you know, thinking and grateful as we should, you know, clean up afterwards for all, you know, the work there. And there also would be, you know, games or also maybe a football game on. And I think about that, you know, that those memories even, and I have to admit, I probably look back and kind of color that image of those Thanksgivings growing up with a bit of, you know, rose-colored glasses. You know, I've maybe seen a few too many Norman Rockwell paintings, and thus my memories get kind of clouded perhaps by that nostalgia and that hope, you know, for something, you know, like that, living into something like that yet again. But I also know there have been Thanksgivings that have not gone in that Norman Rockwell-esque fashion. I remember the Thanksgiving when my grandfather had passed, and all the plans, all the things that we had planned to do were not going to happen on that day, and really didn't happen that year with Thanksgiving, because we were grieving. We were struggling. We were missing, you know, for me, my grandfather, my mother, her father, and you know, my grandmother, her husband of over 60 years. I remember that Thanksgiving being a difficult, you know, time for us. There's also been Thanksgivings when I've not been with my family, where I was away at school, could not be there, but instead found Thanksgiving in a more unconventional means, perhaps with friends, where we kind of cobbled something together. Or perhaps we're traveling on that Thanksgiving day. And there's many folks who perhaps aspire to having, you know, that ideal holiday, that ideal picture-perfect day, but life happens, and it's not that ideal picture-perfect day. And if you think about also in our society, there's an idea of thankfulness and gratitude, you know, that permeates this time of year and actually kind of permeates our culture as well of, you know, living with gratitude and thankfulness, which I think is a great thing. But I will admit it's a whole lot easier being thankful and having a spirit of gratitude in my life when things are going well. When things are not going so well, it can be difficult. It can be a challenge. It can be even painful trying to find gratitude or thankfulness in those moments. But I also think about today being Christ the King Sunday, right before for this Thanksgiving holiday. This year, it's how the calendar lands. We have Christ the King right before Thanksgiving. And I think about our Savior, our Messiah, the King of Kings, the person and the God whom we have, you know, sung these songs, you know, crown him with many crowns, you know, Lord of the dance, and so many other songs that exalt our King, that exalt, you know, Christ, exalt who he is in our lives. But if we really look at that life of Christ, how it ended even. If we look at how we think about kings and examine how we think about those in power, those who have authority, those who are supposed to bring about a new way of living, you know, ending that life on the cross almost seems, you know, sad, almost seems, you know, insignificant. In some ways, some folks might seem like an absolute failure, that the King of Kings, the Messiah, met his end on a cross where an imperial power, the Romans, had put him there, where his own people had handed him over to this power to be crucified. But here's the thing about us as followers of Christ, how we live as Christians, is that when we look at this moment of when Christ was crucified in this unideal state, you know, by the standards of the world, of the powers of his day, he actually was living into his calling, living into who he was as the King of Kings. And pointing the direction towards a different way of understanding power, a different way of understanding, you know, grace, a different way of understanding mercy, even. Instead of being in that picture-perfect moment, our King of Kings reigned in a moment showing grace and mercy, when in fact he probably should have been one receiving grace and mercy, but he didn't. When I look at this reading from the book of Luke, where he is on the cross, especially kind of in that third paragraph we kind of read from here, and I'll start at verse 39. One of the criminals who hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But then we come to that other person who is hanging there facing the same kind of punishment as Christ, who speaks and says, "But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he added, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Christ replied, 'Truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise.'" I think one of the challenges that we have in our faith is we start thinking about what power and grace should be, informed by the ways of the world. We think about mercy and how it should be, you know, distributed in the ways of the world around us, instead of looking at how our King of Kings, how our Messiah showed power and grace and mercy. It was in this act of humility, this act of giving of himself 100%, when in fact, certainly as attested here and other parts of Scripture, did not deserve that end. But by that offering of himself, by an offering of that grace and mercy, it points us towards a different way of understanding power and grace and mercy, one that is grounded in the life of Christ. And why I think this is so important, we think about Thanksgiving, especially in the holidays in general, as we're coming up where we have this pressure on us to be, you know, a certain way, to be picture perfect, to have, you know, the most wonderful holiday of the year, be it Thanksgiving or Christmas, is that if we really think about how our faith operates, and even how we receive that grace, it doesn't come to us in the way as the world thinks, but it comes to us through the cross. It comes to us through the life of Christ, which was not one of being the center of power, the center of influence, as you know, the world might think, like the Roman emperors would act or be, or the Roman governors, but rather how God saw that power and grace and mercy needing to be shared. And so when we come to these holidays, you know, struggling, you know, with that pressure of having that picture-perfect day, we can look at our faith and go, our faith calls for something different. Our faith speaks to us and calls to us when we struggle on these days and other days of our lives, that it is our God who gets that struggle. It is our God who still loves us, who still shows us grace and mercy, and still sees value in us when we feel unworthy, when it feels like we don't deserve something good or what we're going through. Instead, it is our God who loves us, is willing to give us that grace and that love, even when it's not picture perfect. Brothers and sisters, I believe our God shows us a different way of living in the world. Our Christ, our King, shows us a different way of living and experiencing that power of God, that power of grace and mercy. It's not set to a standard that the world sets, but rather a standard that our God sets, a standard that our Christ lives into, a standard that our Holy Spirit calls us and moves us to live into. It's not that having a good holiday, a good Thanksgiving, is a bad thing in and of itself, but I know how life can come, how life can hit us. Because when we have this day of Thanksgiving, especially if things are not going well, it can be hard to be thankful. It can be hard to have gratitude. But I believe in those moments when we struggle with that Thanksgiving and that gratefulness, no then or other times, it is our God who understands, our God who is with us, and our God who reminds us through the cross that the world that Christ sets operates a little differently, and there's love and compassion for us when we struggle. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a hard time finding thankfulness, finding gratitude this time of year, if you struggle in finding, you know, that way to live as the world calls us to live, be reminded that our King, our Savior, operates differently, sees our worth in our struggle, and offers that love. And I believe as followers of Christ on this Christ the King Sunday, that is something that we can be thankful for. Amen.